Again, there is the want of sympathy, and that is perhaps the ruling cause in most men's minds who have given themselves up to discourage. They are not tender enough or sympathetic enough to appreciate all the pain they are giving when, in a dull, plodding way, they lay out argument after argument to show that the project which the poor inventor has set his heart upon, and upon which perhaps he has staked his fortune, will not succeed. But what inventors suffer is only a small part of what mankind in general endure from thoughtless and unkind discouragement. Those high-souled men belong to the suffering class and must suffer, but it is in daily life that the wear and tear of discouragement tells so much. Propose a small party of pleasure to an apt discourager, and see what he will make of it. It soon becomes sicklied over with doubt and despondency, and at last the only hope of the proposer is that his proposal, when realized, will not be an ignominious failure. All hope of pleasure, at least for the proposer, has long been out of the question.